I think we often try to help others with a good intention, with a good heart, but we unintentionally cause more harm than good sometimes. We can't be sure that our actions of helping will bring good results and actually help or not. We need a wisdom that clearly discriminates between what will bring temporary benefit and what will bring ultimate benefit. Compassion alone is not enough. We need to balance it with wisdom, for otherwise we will make many mistakes. I think we all have experience of this in our life. So in his book, New Eight Steps to Happiness, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche illustrates this point with a story which I find very beneficial. A compassionate man once found a large fish still alive on the road, which had fallen from a fisherman's cart. Wanting to save its life, he carefully picked it up and took it to a nearby pond. It was not long, however, before the local people noticed that all the small fish in the pond had disappeared and that only one large fish remained. When they realized that it was the large fish that had eaten all the other fish in the pond, they were very upset and killed it. The man's compassionate action, therefore, led to the deaths not only of all the fish in the pond, but also of the large fish that he had tried to save. This story illustrates that if we truly wish to help others, we need more than just a compassionate desire to help. We also need to develop our wisdom. For without wisdom, our efforts to help can often backfire. In Buddhism, compassion and wisdom are seen as complementary and equally necessary for helping others effectively. And in his free ebook, Modern Buddhism, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, "My intention in writing this book is to give the reader strong encouragement to develop and maintain compassion and wisdom. If everyone sincerely practices the path of compassion and wisdom, all their problems will be solved and never arise again. I guarantee this." So understanding, contemplating the meaning of what we've heard, we can think, to use my life in the most meaningful way, and to truly be able to benefit others, I need to train in both compassion and wisdom. And we can learn separately exactly what wisdom is.